The Williams Lake Stampeders and the Quesnel Kangaroos faced off for the second and third games of their series in the CIHL playoffs. Saturday, March 1, the teams played in Williams Lake. That game started with a goal from Marcus Mijatovic from the Stamps with an assist from Dylan Richardson less than 5 minutes in. The teams battled throughout the first period and near the end of it, Brett Merrow scored the Roos' first goal of the night, assisted by Steele Quiring and Mitchell Brown. The second period had the Stamps outscore the Roos. Andrew Hodder scored first, assisted by Nicholas Fidanza, and then Austin Kuhn scored assisted by Corbin Marcotte and Cameron Flinton, giving the Stamps a 3-1 lead over the Roos. But the Roos captain Alessio Tomasetti found the net before the period ended with an assist from Leif Scott. Kangaroos coach, Jordan Draper, scored the sole goal of the third period, bringing the game into overtime. The pressure was on for the Roos as an overtime loss would mean elimination from the playoffs. Just a few minutes into overtime, Jordan Lowe, assisted by Chad Kimmy, landed the puck in the Stamps' net. That brought the series back to Quesnel on Sunday, where the Roos' win was much more convincing. Things looked rough for the Roos early on as the Stamps scored on them twice. The first was scored by Michael Keyes, assisted by Cole Zimmerman and Marcus Mijatovic. The second was scored unassisted by Luke Bateman. Down 2-0 going into the second period, the Kangaroos pushed hard and saw some strong results. A goal was scored every 3 minutes by the Roos at the start of the period. The first by Brian Albee, assisted by Eli Jarvis and Brody Dale, the second by Eli Jarvis and assisted by Jordan Lowe and Brody Dale, the third was scored by Brody Dale and assisted by Alessio Tomasetti and Brett Merrow. The streak was interrupted when the Stamps' Dawson Forster scored with an assist from Brendan Pidgeon and Jaden Merritt. But the Roos weren't done scoring. Jordan Lowe scored, assisted by Brody Dale and Brett Merrow, and then shortly after, Brett Merrow scored assisted by Darby Maudiel and Mitchell Brown. Dawson Forster scored again for the Stamps, closing off the period. Going into the third, it was 5-4 for the Roos. Battling through the period without any goals scored, the Stamps pulled their goalie and Brody Dale scored on their empty net. Not having learned their lesson, the Stamps pulled their goalie again, and this time Mitchell Brown scored on the empty net. Draper said everything went well for the team on Sunday. Goaltender Alex Wright made big saves, and Draper said each line did good work throughout the game. "We didn't stop going. Guys got injured in previous games, and other guys stepped up. I just think that from top to bottom, everybody played well," Draper said. The Roos will be facing the Terrace River Kings next weekend in the final series of the playoffs.